Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Wednesday, October 24th, 2012, depending on where you are on
now,
the earth.
Now, Jeffrey, we do have to realize.
We can't be that enthusiastic.
It is midnight. We are in a hotel room.
It's barely Wednesday here in London.
Where there are thin walls.
There are paper-thin walls, but there are
wefer-thin. Wefer-thin.
The walls are paper-thin, wafer-thin, but they are not furry.
But they are not furry. But I would appreciate some
furry. Little Russell Brand would be great.
Who is that dude?
Russell Brand.
Okay, he was in
awesome.
Rock of Ages.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And he is pretty awesome in that movie as well.
We like Russell Brand. We know that a lot of Brits don't. We don't care.
But we are in London, baby.
London, baby.
And can you give me some London calling?
No, I can't.
Can you just open iTunes
actually,
and give
right,
me the
right,
90-second preview?
Here it is, actually, Stephen. London calling, something in my mind.
Oh
London
my
calling, is
oh
something
God.
In my mind.
It's going to be that kind of show. Just
it
hit
is
it.
That kind of show.
Just
I've had
hit
a few
it.
Bit. Oh, you want
just
me
hit it.
Right now?
Just hit it.
I was actually
going
to give it
just
to you,
hit
but that's
it.
All right.
Just hit it.
I thought I did.
Now, some of you might be thinking, what is a man like you doing in a place like that?
What does that mean?
I have no idea, but here
wow,
we are.
Wow, it's that late, and I'm the one who's had the beers. Not Steven. I've watched Steven all night, and he has yet to have one lousy beer.
I have not had anything. Well, first of all, I don't drink beer.
I know, but if you did.
Much to the chagrin
of
many
the bartender,
people.
Who would like a tip, at least.
Yeah, she really wanted to give me a beer. What in the world are you doing? It's going to be one of those shows.
You know what? But one of those shows is sometimes better than no shows.
You know what? You should probably take one of your headphones off your ear just in case, you know, someone starts banging on the door at security or something.
Well, we did have security walk in us last year at London, but that's because we were doing a show at 8 o'clock at night.
And
that's very upsetting to people. And now that we're well past midnight. Yeah,
and seeing as we're doing this show and we're both just laying here in our beds nude. Okay,
so
not true.
So not true. And disgusting simultaneously.
Yeah, I know. But
simultaneously.
Yes, yeah, it's funny. Just to say that, some people might believe it.
And those who do, please don't come to our party. Please don't come. Please.
Speaking of the party, do we have that all settled out?
We do. We've sorted it.
We were able to only get in, what?
60.
Five people?
60.
Six, so they upped it?
Yeah. No, I sorted it. I had a nice meeting with everyone there. Andy, the new boss there at Sport Cafe. Look, they had a situation.
Did you send the email?
They had a situation where they were losing money for many years on end, and it had to come to an end. They had to act like a proper business and a responsible business and make some money, and we don't begrudge them that at
we
all.
We don't, but, you know.
I emailed them actually from the meeting that we had. So we've been here. We did Talk Sport Extra Time with Mike Graham last night for a better part of 4.5, 5
yeah,
hours.
What are we still
during
doing
Monday
awake?
Night Football. What are we still doing awake? Well, it's simple. We slept till 5 o'clock
no,
tonight,
I'm going to be
Steven.
Honest. You know what?
We slept till 7 hours ago.
I'm just going to be honest for the people. I'm going to just tell them straight up. I could not get Jeff to leave the harp.
Well, I was really enjoying the beer and the young lady from New York who was bartending.
Yes, Esther.
She was wonderful. And the fact that I left my iPad there and my brand new pipe.
Yes.
And she's going to hold it for me until tomorrow.
I believe you did it on purpose just so you could go back.
She won't be there at 10 a.m.
I believe you did it on purpose just so you could go back and see her.
I wouldn't mind going back to that entire area because it was like the 3rd Street Promenade, only the London version, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool there. Richard brought us there.
A lot of cool pubs there, and I need to go back to the place where she told me to go get the tequila because they didn't serve any tequila there.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, which is weird.
She said, in a bottle, we have some beer-flavored tequila.
Yeah, and
okay.
I was like, yeah, I'm not trying
okay.
that. Thank you. You're a great saleswoman.
Okay.
But I'm not trying that. No way. Anyways,
so
people.
Welcome to week 7 of the NFL.
This is the week 7 recap. It is in the books, officially.
And
with last night's.
The energy is not going to be loud or bodacious because it's really late and
yes.
we're here in our hotel room.
And we don't want to
and
offend.
We don't want to upset our neighbors.
Yes.
Last thing we ever want to do is offend.
Yes. Yes. All right. But anyways, Jeffrey, that Monday Night Football game left me. It left me pissed a little bit.
Wow. Now, I'm the one who had the Bears defense, and if anyone had reason
and
to be pissed,
I guess I should be careful when I use the word pissed, because in London,
right, they might think you're
that
drunk.
Means drunk.
Inebriated.
No, I mean, I was
in the
upset.
American sense.
Yes,
very
in
upset.
The American
I was
sense,
upset,
upset
because the Bears didn't get the shutout, and I could have used the extra 10
well,
points of
I
fantasy
was
football.
Upset because I just needed a freaking one touchdown pass to freaking Calvin Johnson.
You did. That was money fantasy football.
Calvin Johnson, three. Three catches
three
for
catches.
34 yards. That's it.
Sam Bradford had a very difficult
he
time.
Was awful.
He could not find Brandon Pettigrew for the better part of the
He's
first
regressed.
Half. He had, you know, Steven, is it his offensive line or is it he that has regressed? I'm
he
not
has
certain.
Regressed.
For the better part of the first half, he did not contribute. The entire offense of the Detroit Lions couldn't put together more than 36
they
yards.
They had seven
of
possessions.
And
seven possessions. Their first six possessions, they gained 34 yards.
Punt.
Six times. Their seventh possession, they were able to gain 54 yards, and then they fumbled.
Okay, now, I have punted in Cambridge,
yeah.
And it's lovely. You go on a little tiny shallow canal boat with a gentleman with a long stick, and you go
we
down.
We don't have time for the punt.
That's punting. Oh, that's punting.
Okay.
All right. But in the NFL, punting generally means you failed on offense dramatically. And guess what, Detroit Lions? You failed on offense dramatically over and over and
but
over
Stephen,
again.
But, Stephen, I woke up and it was 13-7. I mean, it was a really close game. No, it wasn't.
It was 13.
They scored
it was
13-0
the entire game. You know what? So I wrote in my most powerful rankings, which should be out shortly.
Shortly?
Well, assuming your daughter could actually help me with the HTML.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, why? So I wrote in my powerful rankings that these guys, the Detroit Lions, no, they want to be the cardiac cats again. The problem is they're on a bit of a cat nap right now, and they better wake up really soon.
Yeah.
Because they're not the cardiac cats. Yes, they score touchdowns at the end of the fourth quarter, but they have so many points to make up that it's largely irrelevant because the game's already in hand.
Let me give you a little information there. The Detroit Lions this season have scored 133 points. 83 of those points have been scored in the fourth quarter.
And I would actually ask you how late in the fourth quarter because
it's not
at the beginning.
Late. Pretty late. Anyway,
now, we're talking about one of the end of the must-see games, so we're going to get right to El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Yeah, but I have to break down a little bit, and you have to be a little bit more enthusiastic when you say it. El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. There you go.
Yeah, but you know, people are listening going, they sound so bored. No, we're just being respectful to our neighbors. We're in room 412.
If you just tuned in, it's the podcast.
If you're just joining us, why didn't you listen from the beginning? What's wrong with you? This isn't live radio, Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a good line, Stephen. Can we use that again?
Yes, we can.
All right, excellent. If you just tuned in.
Every once in a while, I do amuse Jeffrey.
Very seldom.
So I don't even know what
the Baltimore Ravens, I emailed
what
you
was
at the Houston Texans.
You emailed
was
me?
El Juego
okay.
Grande.
Yeah,
5-1 Baltimore, if you recall. 5-1 Houston. In Houston,
yes.
And everyone was very psyched about this game. And this
game
was
now
anything
we have a
but
team
psych-worthy.
That is 6-1, and a team that is 5-2.
And look, this game went down exactly as we said it was going to. Houston kicked the living crud out of a depleted Baltimore team.
Yeah, and what were you forced to write?
You mean in my powerful
in
rankings?
Your powerful rankings there
about which team?
About Houston.
Oh, Houston, I wrote, you beat up the disabled kid. Hope you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. You can't pick on the little weakling.
Well, in all defense, I wrote for Baltimore, you're a mess. And I mean that in the nicest sense of the word.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
look, Baltimore
much.
Is a mess, Stephen. They're going to fall from a gold medal team to the last bronze team.
You know what? I want to just throw.
Just because you hate my power rankings doesn't mean anything.
Not just your power rankings. I hate them all.
You can't
just because of one game. How many slots are you dropping them?
I'm looking to drop them 11.
You can't drop them 11.
They go to 11,
slots.
Steven.
Because they lost to 30 points
it's
to
not,
the best team in the AFC.
It's not that they lost.
When they were depleted.
It's not that they lost. It's how they lost, Steven.
Yeah. 11 spots is pretty brutal.
Okay. Should they be the best of the bronze?
Maybe.
Okay. That would drop them only 8. And I'll put them there right now per Steven's instructions. Insert comment. There we go. Cut cells. So we're going to do the powerful rankings as we do the
43-13. You got to give it to the Houston defense. Look, a week after being embarrassed by Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and Rodgers tossing six touchdowns and going all crazy, they said, you know what? We are not going to let Brian Cushing's injury affect us. They stepped it up a bit, and they smacked Baltimore around pretty good. Before Flacco even knew what it was, they were losing by like 17 points, and it was game on. And
Steve, I mean, what was seriously? What was the score differential in this game? The
30 points. They won. They lost by 30
points. Yeah. This is not the kind of thing that you ever, ever want to participate in.
Ever, ever, ever.
No, the echo's not on. But seriously, they were just humiliated, and they're a mess. The Baltimore Ravens are a mess right now, and unless they get healthy, Stephen, and they don't have their bye week coming up yet, and so they're going to need time to get this all sorted and to become a respectable team. And it's a shame. I mean, honestly, it makes you wonder about the Jeff Ellis curse. That has it extended itself beyond teams that I picked to be, you know, favorite for the season as my team not going to fall. I picked them as a Super Bowl team.
Well, once again, I would just caution you to ease up, Skippy.
Ease up, Skippy. Noted.
It's one game.
They lost to the Eagles, who aren't very good. They lost to the Texans.
They lost to the Eagles.
Now they're going to get a bye week, finally. And then they're going to have the Browns, the Raiders. And they could beat the crap out of them. I don't question that, okay?
Yes.
Steelers, Chargers, Steelers, Redskins, Broncos, Giants. They're going to go on a very difficult run. And, yes, they make the playoffs. But they will backdoor their way in as a wild card team.
T-Suggs is going to need a couple games to get his legs back underneath him. Back on the field now. That's going to be good.
Back
it's going to help
us,
him.
Gus.
And I think, you know, the Flacco had a bad game. You know, everybody has a bad game every once in a while. That's
they allowed
had.
43 points. It wasn't Joe Flacco that had a bad game. It was a bad performance
everybody
all
had a bad
around.
Game.
They made your ugly list, did they not, Steven, in the good, the bad, and the ugly?
No, the Texans made my good for the defense. Their defense
really?
Was phenomenal. I couldn't. Because
this went all the way down to special teams where Jonathan Joseph returned an interception 52 yards. So this goes all the way down to both sides of the ball, Steve. As I'm saying, all
Flacco
elements
did,
of the game.
Flacco did make my ugly. He was pretty
I thought
ugly.
So.
Yes, Joe Flacco did. Not the entire team, just Flacco. Because it's Flacco. But anyways, the final there, 43-13, that drops the Baltimore
Ravens.
Do
you think they miss Ray Lewis? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Little bit.
Yeah. The defensive player of the year, Terrell Suggs, you think they missed him? Kind of. Injuries. Pro road play has been all you need to know about this team. They have been bad, bad, bad. Now, did you get my email, sir?
I don't know.
Okay. That takes us to the games of the week where we start in the city by the bay. Seattle Seahawks, 4-2.
Because if you're sitting
at the San Francisco. Sitting by the dock of the bay. That was the man playing guitar on the in the tube.
He was pretty good.
Station. You gave him some money. Steven giving money to people who were begging for money again. Stop this, Steven.
They weren't begging. They were
performing. And you love the street artist.
I was a street performer. My very
It's like you have a bias.
When I first went out to Los Angeles, I spent several weeks, you know, at Venice Beach. Doing Shakespeare.
Earning money the old-fashioned way?
Earning it, yes.
And
I was earning it.
Second oldest profession in the world.
You know, it's quite so. It's
got to be a trip to be a street performer.
Pretty cool to
gotta be a trip.
Get a crowd of strangers around you. You pull a pretty girl from out from the crowd, and you sit her on your knee, and you recite some Shakespeare.
Oh, but a muse and, for another day.
And she, you know, she melts a little bit.
Twy rose of any other name shan't be called a rose, shall be called a turd.
You twist a little bit of Shakespeare's words.
Twisted Shakespeare is what I do best.
to make some people laugh, and then at the end of the day, you got $300-$400, and that's not a bad day.
What am I doing here?
It's not a bad
Oh, yeah, it's bedtime. That's what I'm doing here. So,
Moving on to the games
Seattle,
of the week.
The Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers.
Game was ugly. We're
Candlestick
moving on.
Park.
Arizona at Minnesota.
It was a really horrid game, but you know what? It brought back the rematch of Harbaugh versus Pete Carroll,
yeah.
And that was kind of fun, but we come
Did
to find out.
Did you see their handshake?
Yeah, it was warm. Well, what we have come to find out is that these guys have actually become friends over the years.
Because whose wife?
Oh, yeah.
Harbaugh's
It was
wife.
Jim Harbaugh's wife reached out to Pete Carroll's wife. I mean, as it is, you know, Carroll is young enough to be or old enough to be the father.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh. The man, although he's very good looking, is like 63 years old.
70.
Is he really 70?
No, he's not 70.
He's not, but he is so
good
looking.
He's in his
60s. It's irrelevant
Dude's
how old he
60s.
Is because he's so good looking and young, youthful.
He is a good looking.
And Harbaugh, one of the younger coaches in the NFL, so obviously old enough to be his father's. But apparently, though, it always takes the women to bring all the guys together and to get over all the nonsense that they're about. And they're now together and loving each other and everything.
No,
that's great.
We want hate on hate crime.
Okay.
Anyways, 13-6 was your final score. Another person that made my ugly list, Jeffrey Russell Wilson. He
Russell
has been
Wilson.
Horrible. Horrible, horrible
Mr.
on the
Wilson.
Road.
Mr. Wilson.
He has yet to throw an interception in Seattle. But
okay.
on the road, he's thrown seven.
A plethora of interceptions
yes.
have been thrown.
He's been awful. He proved it again this week.
He
Thursday
needs a 12th
football.
Man, basically.
Literally, I was watching Thursday Night Football, and I was like, I just want it to be over. I want to go to sleep.
Now, was I fair in my powerful ranking saying, will people leave Alex Smith alone, please, for a little while?
I don't know.
Steve, where else should
I
they go for
know.
A quarterback?
Alex Smith
don't,
is...
You can't... I don't know when it's an opinion show.
Okay. Alex Smith, no. You can dish on him all you want.
People can talk
Until
smack about
I get
Alex Smith.
A consistent 5 or 6 games from Alex Smith.
I don't know he's capable of that.
Well, then there you go. Then they can
so
say whatever they
who
want.
Who should they throw out there?
I'm not asking them to
Colin
change
Kaepernick?
Quarterback. I'm not asking them to change quarterbacks.
Well, then people should be nicer to him.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
And
140 yards, one TD, one pick. Not a stellar performance
no.
from Alex Smith.
No.
But a serviceable performance, especially against a Seahawks defense.
Let's just say.
That is terrific.
Good for them that the defense stepped it up a notch. How
Are we
that?
Right that the defense of the NFC North, I mean West again, is playing like the old NFC North and playing like the black and blue division? This defenses that make up this division are really to be feared. They keep the scores low. They keep their team in the game. And no matter whom the quarterback is,
yeah,
they give
them
a chance to win.
What happened the week before against the Giants? That's all I want to know.
We don't know. Seriously, Steven, we don't know. Yeah. That was the week where anything that could go wrong did go wrong. This week, Steven, there was only – this was the smallest number of fixtures, if you will, for the British people, that we've had on the schedule all season. And it's the fewest number of games we've had on the schedule for the year to come. Only 13 games were played this week. You and I both each won 11.
Yeah,
Steven,
we were 11-2.
We didn't do double digits. We did better than double digits. And you know where that put us? One game up on the crowd. Most people got double digits this week.
Yes.
Most people got 10.
It was finally
we got 11. It was like
because
come
on. it was finally a normal week.
It was a normal week. What you thought might happen did happen.
We didn't have a whole bunch
of
upsets.
Oh my gosh. There was barely any upsets. And I called one of them and it was dead wrong in the other and I'm calling an upset for week 8. And that's a tease of the next show. Week 8 upset.
Ooh.
And it might be in Wembley. It just might be.
No, I think that
I actually leaked it last night on radio. So if you were listening to Talk for Radio last night with Mike Grant,
yeah.
I came out with my bold prediction of the week.
We do guarantee that the next show, which we're actually going to record in a proper studio.
We'll be able to be loud.
We'll be loud and gregarious.
Maybe even gregarious.
Spontaneous.
Well, this is spontaneous?
This isn't spontaneous.
You feel massively inhibited, don't you?
I do.
Is it because I have my hand on your leg? This is the farthest we've been apart doing a show ever?
Ever.
Ever? So if you feel the distance between
Jeffrey
Steve and I,
literally is like all the way across the room.
All the way across the room. It's madness, yeah, Steve.
Jeffrey, for London? This is a big freaking room.
This is a ginormous room. We should have a rock concert in here. We need to have a marching band come in here. The ceilings in here, Lord, have mercy, are 17 feet high.
I feel.
17 feet high.
Yeah, it is up there, and this room is massive. And we're paying less than we were paying last year.
I know.
Did that even happen?
We're at the Millennium Hotel, because by the time this comes out, we'll be gone, so it's okay. Nearly be gone. We're at the Hotel Millennium in Grosvenor Park. Just north
people
side of
People are
Kroger
going
Park.
To just be waiting downstairs for
They'll
us.
Never find us, Stephen. We don't come when we're vampires. We need to let everyone know that we're vampires. The second the sun rises, we go to bed. The second the sun sets is when we get up. We got up tonight at 4:30 is when we finally got to sleep.
Yes, but tell people.
At 8:30
in the
morning.
I didn't go to bed till 9:30.
9:30 this morning is when we finally got to bed for the first time since getting on an aeroplane in Los Angeles.
You were on an aeroplane?
An aeroplane.
Okay.
Well, it was kind of a 747-400.
I was on an airplane, but Jeffrey apparently was on an aeroplane.
It was big, and I got enough sleep. So anyway,
I was in the upper deck of the aeroplane. That was pretty cool.
I know. It must have been nice.
I was enjoying it up there.
The high life. So Seattle, San Francisco, 6-13 was the final. Sure, maybe it was ugly in that sense, but I love the defensive struggles. Speaking of defense, Steven, Arizona at Minnesota. Arizona was 4-2. Minnesota was 4-2. That's what made this a game of the week.
Arizona Steven Cardinals and I both said, are on a 3-game losing streak. Why? Because they should never been 4-0.
Because they started 4-0, Steven. That's how you end up on a 3-game losing streak. Look, but is their defense really good?
They're pretty good.
Okay.
They harassed
they
Chris
held
Ponder.
Chris Ponder to 21 points. Adrian Peterson gashed well, them, actually, 149
They
yards.
Actually held Christian Ponder to 14 points because the touchdown, game-winning touchdown, was an interception return for a touchdown. So
that was on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, so the Vikings only scored 14 points offensively. Christian Ponder knows, and he's actually come out and said, Jeffrey, I need to play better. Yeah, that's an under-freaking-statement.
Understatement of the year. Congratulations, Chris. I haven't heard anyone call him Chris Ponder. Why do I feel the need?
Because his name is Christian.
You know, there's guys.
Because you didn't watch Rock of Ages when they started singing, Sister Christian, all the time has come. I can't sing. I can't. I'm sorry. No Rock of Ages songs. We can't sing. We can't be loud.
No. It's the whisper show.
Shh, let's whisper.
Let's whisper for the entire show.
The rest of the show.
We'll fix it in post-production. It'll be awesome. Can't do that, friends. Can't do that.
Oh,
so
my God.
So, Steven watched movies on the plane, God. And I slept.
I can't.
I'll be honest.
I couldn't sleep. My leg and my foot were killing me.
Yeah.
And there was no comfortable position to put them in.
Did you try down on the ground?
And I did.
All right.
And I even took some Advil, and there was nothing. Right now, as a matter of fact, when we were walking from
the tube station
to the hotel, was the best my foot has felt all day.
I got shin splints. And Richard says the only way to get them better.
Rest.
Rest.
Stay off.
Thanks, Richard.
All right, people. 21-14. Look, the Minnesota Vikings, Jeffrey, if they figure out.
Good team.
What to do offensively to be consistent.
It's simple. Keep feeding AP, AD, and everything will be A-OK.
I'm starting to feel a sense of panic.
For whom?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, for them.
Because it is looking like there are going to be two wild card teams from the north.
From the north. I don't know. I think the NFC West might actually give us a wild
card
team. And then the NFC North will provide us
Jeffrey,
the other.
Everyone outside of the San Francisco 49ers is going to slip and fall away in the NFC West.
Steven. Defense wins championships. Ray Lewis and I have been trying to tell you this for so
long. I don't have a lot
defense
of money.
With what we do and what
I got 20 pounds right here.
Okay. Is that the end of your per diem money?
No.
Okay.
But I got 20 pounds.
All right. All right.
Which, you know, right. I mean, I won't have to pay you until the
it's
end
a lot
of the season.
It's $31.
But $31. I got 20 pounds. Look, I'm slapping it down right there.
I heard it.
And this is, you're actually going to get 20 pounds. I'm not going to give you American dollars. I'm going to give you this $20.
So that's going to go next to the 10 pound note that I keep in my dresser.
Yes.
For when I travel every
You're not
going
to
so
win.
I don't come to the country.
You're not going
to
win.
I try not to come to the country penniless. I find it best to have 10 pounds in my pocket.
Okay. So 20 pounds right here.
Right.
That. Only the division winner comes out of the West.
This is like a weird old Dallas Cowboys wager where Steven would take the Cowboys and I get the rest of the division.
Okay,
the
you really enjoy that story. Move on.
I do enjoy that story, but
here's
now
the wager.
I'm putting this in context. A wild card team does not come from the NFC West. That's
yes,
the wager.
That is.
And so you're basically assuming, and you're assuming the 49ers are going to win the division, I assume, correct?
Yes.
And you're saying nobody else is going to be there. And I would agree with you as far as the Niners winning the division, but that the Seahawks, the Cardinals, or that other team that's in the division, the Rams.
Yeah, the team we're here to see.
We're here because there's a game, Stephen. Let's be perfectly honest. It is the game we will see on Sunday at Wembley and be very excited to see it. And I look forward to seeing Tom Brady get smacked to the bejesus by this Rams team. I look forward to meeting Jeff Fisher for the first time tomorrow, Sam Bradford, putting my hand in his hand and saying, howdy. And I'm going to say, howdy. And they're going to go, man, you're a dork. But you know what? That's the price you pay for journalistic integrity.
Basically, I've already given him a few dollars to call you a dork.
I feel that, Stephen. I feel it.
Do you feel it?
I feel it. So,
I'm going to just call him a dork.
Please, there will be a gentleman wearing an English driving cap that will say, howdy. And if you could just call him a dork, you get 10 pounds. Thank you. So the Minnesota Vikings, Steven, let's just not take anything away from what they're doing. They are a special team, and they are the team, to me, that the Chicago Bears need to be most worried about. They're the team that really should, in my point of view, be the best team, the elite of the NFC North, and there will be a wild card from the NFC North. It's a question of how many.
Two.
You're saying two. I know for sure the Vikings and the Bears are going to the playoffs. I don't know who wins the division.
And so where are you leaving the Green Bay Packers? You're assuming the Green Bay Packers are going to fold? And even
cheap
though they've turned a corner and
cheap suit time?
Aaron Rodgers throwing 17 touchdowns in the last four games?
They're 4-3 right now.
Yeah.
And they're trailing.
By a game.
By a game. And the schedule, unfortunately, favors the teams that finished with the inferior records last year, Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. So the Green Bay Packers have a tough road to hoe.
A tougher road to hoe.
They do. And so I think they probably pull it out, Stephen, but they still, in the team cohesion department, look, they got by St. Louis this week in I still think it was a close game, 20 to 30.
Yeah, that score is misleading. If you watch that game
items in mirror were not as close as they appeared.
Yeah, it was not.
Okay, well, I was kind of checking out that game, but there was 10 early. This is time for Jeff's rant.
Okay.
Is it time for Jeff's rant?
Yeah, go for it.
I think it is. Okay.
Hey, give me the
Wait,
organ.
You want the Phantom music?
Yes. Yeah.
Ten morning games, two afternoon games.
Yeah.
Come on, NFL. Balance things out a little bit. I thought Scott Hansen of NFL Network doing the Red Zone channel was going to slip into a coma just from the amount of energy it took to do 10 games and then to have to go and do two games. That is a differential of 8 for those paid attention and those able to do math on two hands. The chaos of the morning was impossible to digest everything that was going on. And then in the afternoon, and one of those, if one of the four teams playing is the Oakland Raiders, you really have yourself a sorry state.
Okay, I don't know if I can continue to do this show because the dog keeps freaking moving.
The dog?
Yes.
I don't have, what dog?
The dog that's got the wireless hotspot on him and he keeps moving.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've completely lost
me. Apparently,
I haven't looked over yet.
You have not. You don't remember your own conversations that you have with me just less than 8 hours ago.
First of all, 8 hours ago was the first sleep I had had in 3 days. So
okay, you do remember that we are kind of at the mercy of this free wireless that we have here at this hotel.
We don't know why we're getting free Wi-Fi, but we want to thank the nice people of Vidapl, V-D-A-P-L.
Okay.
See, there is a wireless that's Millennium
Mayfair.
What we're
saying is that Vidapl is it's attached to a dog and he keeps moving. One time I got one bar.
That was a great.
Now I got four bars.
So my hypothesis was
that it's on a
dog. The wireless for this hotel.
Jeff doesn't even remember
the
things.
Is attached to a dog or a cleaning person working in the hotel cleaning rooms, because sometimes we have no service, then we have full bars, then we have three bars, then we have two bars, one bars. And so yeah, I thought, or it's a dog that's just wandering aimlessly around Mayfair somewhere. Yes, I did propose that it was a dog, but
okay.
I didn't know what you're
talking
about.
So the dog it has left me right now.
I am full. You know, I've got four bars, so the dog apparently has moved to my
side
of the building.
That's how close. See, I tell you, that's how far
that's
away
how
we
far
are.
That's how far apart we are.
You are completely on the other side of the room.
I am completely on the other side. Let's just leave it at that.
Water break.
Water break. Steven, go ahead, lift your headset and drink some water, and I will tell people that the next game we're going to discuss is the Washington Redskins with Robert Griffin III at the New York Football Giants.
The New York Football Giants were favored by
5 points.
It really is a shame. Wait, you didn't decide, so you're not taking the bet, right? Because you know I'm right.
I think you're probably right. I think the North is probably going to produce the wild card teams.
I really like this kid, man. I really do. And if I ever meet him, I'm going to meet him because, you know, we're going to keep covering them again. When I meet him, I'm going to be like, all right, I like you, dude, but that's all the niceness you're going to get from me. Can you beep that?
Wow.
You can beep it, right?
You're welcome. Did I fix that?
You're welcome. Yeah, it was good. I'm pretty sure people are going to know.
You know, it's late. It's late.
It slipped out. So thank you for correcting that.
As I like to point out last night, it's so late that it's early.
I really thought this kid was
Griffin III. Say it.
Look,
say
Robert.
It,
Robert. Say his name. Say his name. Robert Griffin III. Look, he led the Redskins back into this game. He gave them a 23-20 lead. It was not his fault that Medea Williams and the rest of the Giant Washington Redskins secondary allowed Victor Cruz of the Giants to get behind him on the play that your only responsibility is to not let anybody get behind you.
Okay, so in my most powerful rankings, I wrote for the Washington Redskins, this no coverage for Manning to Cruz, a losing formula every time, RG3, don't play on D.
Yeah, he doesn't. Okay. And here's
Manning to Cruz. Have we ever seen that in our lives ever? Oh, wait, almost every week.
But
okay.
Here's the thing, Jeff.
Yeah.
Then he gets the ball back, losing 27-23. He gets a first down with his legs. He completes a pass to Santana Moss, and Moss fumbles.
Yeah.
Once again, not his fault. I really believe if Moss does not fumble that football, RG3 finds a way to get the Skins into the Redskins and the Redskins into the end zone, and they score a touchdown and they win. Instead, they go on to lose. The dog is gone again. I have no idea what the final score was. 27-23. There you go. That
you
was
know
all right.
More than you realize.
Man, I pulled that.
23-27 was the final best.
27-23.
Close.
If there's one thing I'm going to do tonight,
yeah,
is I'm going to instill into your brain.
Beat me.
You give me the winning score first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe that's how I always do it. I'm so tired that I don't know. Final game of the must-see games of the week was the New York Jets at the New England Patriots.
Oh, man,
and this was a humdinger. If you, my friends, put a wager on the New England Patriots to cover by 10.5 points, you, my friend, super fool.
Foolish.
Super fool.
Foolish.
Rebus Loof is what we would call you in high school, which is backwards for super
Rebus
fool.
Rebus Loof.
Rebus Loof.
Rebus
super
Loof.
Fool. Because the Patriots did win by the by the hair of their chins.
Yes.
They huffed and they puffed, and they barely won.
And basically they won because they knocked Mark Sanchez down, and they blew on him, and he fumbled the ball. Literally. Here's my – look, all I ever ask of quarterbacks, Jeffrey, is know the situation.
Know the situation.
Your team held the Patriots out of the end zone. The Patriots kicked the field goal in overtime. And so now it's your job to lead your team down
to either
kick a field goal to tie the game or score a touchdown to win it.
This is not rocket science, friends.
Now, it's second down.
Even somebody who went to Mishveo High School would know this.
And you are backing up, and you feel the pressure,
get
hit immediately, Jeffrey. Immediately, when you feel that you're getting hit, put the ball away. Secure it. You secure the football, and you just take the sack, and you live to fight another day.
Or down.
Okay, you live to fight another down. Mark Sanchez instead decided to get cutesy with the football. He fumbled.
He went to USC. He's a cute guy.
By the Patriots. End of game, 29-26. Final score in overtime. The Patriots escape with a victory. And all the Jets needed to do was to at least get another probably 40 yards to get in field goal range and possibly retie it. That was pretty bad. That was all on Sanchez.
Now, mind you, New England has lost 3 games. 2 of the 3 losses to NFC West teams.
They lost to Arizona when Arizona was hot.
Right.
They lost to Seattle.
Yep.
And they lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And now they nearly lost to the New York Jets, another stout defense.
Okay.
Which means this week, on a short week, traveling to the UK, they face the Rams, who have a ferocious defense. That is the reason, my friends, that I say at this point, with the line being more than a touchdown, you take the Rams, and you probably take the under if you are so inclined, because it's like 43 points, and I think it'll be 39 points or fewer scored.
Challenge game.
So that being said, we probably do have the challenge game because Stephen gets to pick it, and I don't see myself changing on this pick, but it is now time for us to talk about the must-see games. Or we begin in St. Louis, as everyone insists on saying over here.
The Green Bay Packers travel to St. Louis to face the Rams.
3-3, 3-3. What's going to happen? Well, it's simple. It's the Packers, baby, and it is the Rams. And the Rams are pretty good on defense, but they do not have anything that it takes to keep up with Aaron Rodgers in this potent offense.
Aaron Rodgers threw another 3 touchdown passes. I don't know. I don't know why.
The accent?
I don't know why.
Don't. Unless you're going to say, mind the gap, door's closing.
Mind the gap. Yeah, she said it an awfully lot today. The Green Bay Packers, 30-20 victors, 3 touchdown passes by Aaron Rodgers. Someone apparently woke Jordy Nelson. They said, hello. Hello, Jordy Nelson, can you wake up?
You are the BFF or the go-to for Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers. Okay.
And he stepped it up a notch.
You
was
got
pretty
it.
Big. In this game, another 8 catches for a 121 and a touchdown. It's like something has they've turned it on.
Switch has been thrown. Friends.
It has been. Offensively, they were good. They weren't perfect like they were against
the Saints.
Oh no!
You thinking of?
Oh no!
What, breaking news?
Yes.
Did it? We don't have that sound. So what's going on? Oh. Breaking news. This doesn't sound like good breaking news either. Bring it.
The Dallas Cowboys are thinking that linebacker Sean Lee might require season-ending surgery on his foot. That's their leading tackler and their middle linebacker.
And one of the few guys playing well.
All right, more good news for other teams there. Okay, he's having an MRI, and they're going to have to figure that out. Anyways, but that's not where we're. Green Bay, look, the St. Louis Rams, look, they got – the problem, Jeff, is
they're
their
trying
offense.
To get by without the best pieces of their offense.
Yes.
They've got a very aging running back in Steven Jackson who's got so many miles
You're
on
very
him.
Kind. You're being very kind.
Is he Is he the older side of old?
And you know what? That NFL Shop commercial really irks me because he's like, hey, Steven, and I always turn around.
Hey Steve, can I have your jersey?
But before he pauses a significant amount of time before he says, "Can
just
I have
enough
a jersey?"
for Mr. Miranda to think that he might be being beckoned to from the television.
No,
yes,
well,
it
doesn't normally mean like I'm.
I
like,
haven't
I'll
put
like,
on my makeup yet. Yeah. Are you sure you want me?
And I'm like that stupid commercial. I actually get a little happy when I don't look up. When the commercial,
you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, high five me. Yeah. High five me. Green Bay Packers and the Rams. Looking forward to seeing the Rams tomorrow. Watching them work out at the Emirates facility.
Speaking of the whatever it is we were talking about.
We were talking about a football game.
We're starting to get loopy, Jeff. The list for the party. Did the Millers, are they on that list?
Chaz and Alistair?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Damn it. Okay.
Steve, we're not supposed to be loud. You go and be funny like that.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Alistair, Chaz, I'm just kidding. You know, Chaz and I, we had this, we duked it out on Facebook.
It's a hate-hate relationship.
It is. We're kind of, not right now. So, can you just leave Alistair's name on the list and –
Look, I can put anybody's name on the list I want, and they will get in for free.
Keep Alistair's name and
just fall off the list altogether.
Yes, there you go.
That's
you
not
that.
Going to happen.
No?
No, because I like her a lot.
All right. There you go. The Green Bay Packers, they improve.
Speaking
to
of bad
four
news, the Dallas
three.
Cowboys. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys, who got a win, yep. Steven. Very exciting.
They improved to 3-3, while Carolina dropped to 1-5. And apparently the loss was so devastating, they decided to file their general manager.
Oh, the Jeff Ellis curse takes new turns. As we're now taking down general managers, I am so powerful.
They're firing people now, dog.
Mid-season. These are not positions you fire mid-season. A general manager? Really?
Yeah, dude. They are just – they are firing people. If Jeff now takes it upon himself to cheer for your team for that season, they might now just fire general managers mid-season.
Willy-nilly virtually. Willy-milly-vanilly-willy. Oh, gosh. Willie Nelson, Willie. It's bad. It's bad there at Carolina. More sad kitties, Steven. Most of the cat teams are really bad. The Lions are the best, and then the Jags, then the Panthers. Any team that has a cat as a mascot is doomed this season.
Now, that's interesting. Now, that I need to actually pull up and take a look.
There you go. But that's it. There's only three cat teams.
Are you sure there's only three cat teams?
Fairly confident, yes. Fairly confident of that. That there is the Lions.
Yes.
There is the
No, the Bengals are doing. The Bengals are a cat.
Oh, the Bengals.
That's a tiger. That's a Bengal
but
tiger.
But the Bengals are not good either.
Well, they just lost three in a row, but
okay,
they
this
were.
This is my point.
But they're what? 3-3 or 4-3?
They're 3-4. And
they're 3-4.
My note for
they're
them.
They're 3-4?
Steven, I said, why did I pick a team to win that I trust as little as you?
Wow.
They beat the depleted Steelers beat them. The Steelers practice squad beat them, Steven. That's how bad. So if you're
the dog is back.
Good for you and your wireless. So any team that's mascot is feline-ish is awful this year.
Yes.
Okay, just know that.
Okay.
We have many more teams that are birds and things, but the bird teams tend to be doing all right, but the cat teams I hear sirens.
Yeah, wow.
That sounded like an American police siren. You know what? People are going to realize that we're actually in Altadena, Steven, and we haven't left home at all.
No, I was quite surprised at how...
More of the sirens aren't doing the old European sirens.
Yeah, how the sirens look. Because that one, because the one when we were walking across the street, that almost ran you over.
I've only heard American-ish sounding sirens. Yeah. I think they're all outsourcing them from the same Chinese farm. The sirens, and so the.
Wow, Mitt Romney must not like that.
He outsourced a lot of jobs. He hates China.
He just.
Okay, now get it right, Stephen. The reason he keeps saying
onion,
he hates China.
The onion. Chinese symbol, Chinese symbol, Chinese symbol, Chinese symbol, Chinese symbol.
Mitt Romney. The reason he has to keep talking ill of the Chinese is because of how many jobs he gave them. Okay, it's a little smoke and mirrors move.
Oh,
okay,
gosh, all right.
Please,
no politics,
please.
No politics. The final score for the Dallas Cowboys, 19-14. The scary thing
tell
for
the me
Dallas
about the Cowboys,
Cowboys, Jeff,
Steven, tell me about the
is
Cowboys.
How awful they look in a
how
win.
How awful are they? They won again, and we're still worried.
How they look pretty bad. And you know what? I've decided I've been defending Jason Garrett a little too long.
It's time.
He's the problem.
You're not part of the problem. You are the problem.
You are the problem. Yeah, he's the problem.
We saw 2 weeks ago.
And he
we
has
saw
no
completely
solution.
Inept play calling, especially in short, you know, running a 2-minute drill where you could only get one playoff in 43 seconds. And this week, what did we see from Jason Garrett?
Well, you saw first off that you have a team that runs an 18 play drive. You get all the way to the 1 yard line, and it's 4th and 1. And you're like, I'm going to take the cheap 19 yard field goal. You've just dominated that defense for 19 plays.
How did you get into that position?
Not go ahead and get one more yard because you've been gaining an average of 5 on that drive. Okay? Then the play calls that he got in the red zone were just atrocious. And then later on in the game, late when they were losing and they came back and they were forced to kick field goals, on 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 6, he did not let Tony Romo throw the football to try and get the first down.
Well, I would tend to hand it off to Felix Jones, your backup running back, and have him run into a pile.
Well, no.
Starting him especially a few yards behind the line of scrimmage. That's what I would do.
It's worse than that.
Oh, yeah?
Felix Jones had hurt his knee. He was out. So you have your third string running back, Philip Tanner, in there.
Oh, Tanner.
Let's hand it to him.
You know what Tanners do? They work on leather. I'm just saying.
So from 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 6 – he handed the ball off to Philip Tanner.
String.
third-string running back. You're telling your team, I do not trust my quarterback.
How about minimally, instead of running it up the gut with the third-string quarterback, I put him in motion, possibly try an end round?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just
something a little more clever than what everyone's expecting you to do.
His inability to be creative with that offense is certainly starting to hurt the Dallas Cowboys. And some
that's frustrating some of their fans.
Some of his play calls have been pretty bad.
Now,
anyways, they got the win, and so we can move on.
Congratulations. Pittsburgh Steelers, this was a game that I was just flat out wrong, and I told you.
And
I believe the Cincinnati Bengals could actually win a game.
That we were on a plane and didn't catch most of it.
Yes,
Steelers. We saw the first quarter, and then we didn't get to see the flop until later, which annoyed me to no end. Emmanuel Sanders. Oh, I'm in the huddle. What? We're gonna get a delay game? Oh, my leg.
Oh, ow. I thought it was Emmanuel Lewis.
No, it was Emmanuel Sanders.
I didn't realize it was actually the wide receiver. Football player. Yeah. I thought it was Emmanuel Lewis from Webster.
There you go. That's funny. That is.
Thank you.
So he's on the ground, and they grant him the injury timeout. But the problem with that is on the very next play, the two plays later, the Steelers were forced to punt. And actually, it was kind of like a trick punt. They lined up with Ben Roethlisberger to snap the ball, and then Ben Roethlisberger did a quick punt, and he punted the ball. Guess who downed it at the 11-yard line?
I'm going to say it wasn't Emmanuel Lewis.
No, it was Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah,
the guy who had
the guy
just
who was
faked
so injured
injury.
That he had to be carted off the field a few seconds before. Yeah. Managed to cover on special teams quickly.
We're in London, and I know I might get booed for saying this, but flopping should stay in soccer.
Please.
Okay?
Please.
Yeah.
Where you actually could get penalized and get a yellow card.
I really hope the commish does something about that.
Well, he's not going to be here, unfortunately, this week.
But good.
So we can't ask him about that.
He should,
you want him on – this is the top of his priority list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, since he's not dealing with the bounty case.
Maybe that's why he's
since
not here.
Since the NFLPA is asking now Paul Taliaferro to recuse himself if he's so close with the commissioner and he's in love with him.
News flash. It is the commissioner's prerogative if he wants to bring somebody else in to help with matters at all.
Yes.
That's the deal that the NFL Players Association players signed. They signed off on that deal to a man that gave the commissioner unlimited power. Included in that unlimited power, which makes him omnipotent, is the power to choose somebody else to walk into the middle of a situation and look at it with a fresh set of eyes. It doesn't stipulate who that person should be. It simply stipulates that if he so chooses, he can do so. Paul Taliaferro is somebody that he has brought into this process, the former commissioner of the NFL.
Well, he was the former commissioner, so that's a good idea. Let's bring him in.
But they share a law firm in common, Stephen, and being the commissioner, isn't it in his best interest to actually support the commissioner in everything he does because he probably still collects a check consulting for the NFL on matters? So he is clearly biased. Well, newsflash, players, you didn't sign something that says that you can so pick and choose whomever it is you want to go and have a second look at things. If the commissioner chooses to have any other person look at it, he's doing it as a favor to you, so shut up.
Yeah, they're
wow,
really
that's my rant.
To,
that's my rant.
That's a good one. The Pittsburgh Steelers get the victory 24-17 over Cincinnati.
My heart rate got up there. I was a little upset about that.
Check this out, Jeffrey. The Cincinnati Bengals fall to 3-4.
Ugh.
Okay. In the 10 seasons that Marvin Lewis has been their head coach, 6 times they head into their bye week with a losing record. And next week's their bye week. And lo and behold, they have a losing record. Oh, caramba. Anyways.
Doesn't it make you wonder why Carson Palmer sat out an entire season rather than play for this organization?
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't make me wonder at all. Detroit Lions now took their 2-3 record into Chicago, and Dub Bears. And we want to give a shout out to the morning guy on TalkSport Radio.
Yes, Ronnie.
Ronnie Irani, who actually is a huge Bears fan.
Dub Bears.
Okay, Dub Bears. We lit up the newsroom this morning. Steve, was that this morning?
Yeah, this morning.
The weird thing is we've slept 8 hours.
No. Actually, it is now past midnight.
Well,
so
now we're into Wednesday.
It was yesterday morning.
Don't anyone at our party ask us what day it is, you might get punched.
Yes.
Okay, because it's not fair because we're working overnights, multiple nights this week.
Yeah.
So we lose kind of a sense of what day it is.
Yeah, you may have to do Thursday by yourself.
you will be there with me in studio with Mike Graham watching Thursday Night Football.
Thursday night, early Friday morning, you might have to do by yourself.
No, I'm going to be enjoying that work with you. And we had a pretty good time, Steven.
We did. I'm not complaining.
It's the after effects.
I'm just saying that because I need to be wide awake because Friday. I'm going to the first showing at about 11:35 a.m.
Oh, Lord.
Of Skyfall,
oh,
baby.
Lord.
It opens on the 26th here in London, 2 weeks before it does
third.
In the States. Dumpa, 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 dumpa.
That's not the theme song, actually.
Yeah,
but that's good, though. So Daniel Craig's third James Bond film. Steven's moving over to his bed so he can just have a moment to himself laughing hysterically. That's
okay.
Lovely. Now he's too close to me because I can nearly touch him. Daniel Craig's third James Bond movie opens earlier
Skyfall.
Here in Great Britain
yes.
than it does in the United States.
The 50th anniversary of James Bond. We're in London.
They're
it's
making
James
a very
Bond.
Big deal of it.
It's epic. It's going to be epic. Even Dee Dee posted on my Facebook page, and she said, that sounds epic, and I'm going to do it because it is epic. And you're more than welcome to join me.
I will do anything, Steven,
okay.
but I'm going to be working Thursday night, Talk Sport Extra Time
yes.
with Mike Graham.
I'm glad you said you will be working.
That's I right. will be doing that. And if you want to go to the movies after that, that's fine. I'll join you.
After that.
The premiere is right now, just finishing up, is the premiere at Royal Albert Hall. And we
yeah,
appreciate Judy Jensen's invitation to the premiere, but we were unfortunately previously obliged.
Very, very sad. Thank you, Madame Dench.
Yes, we do.
Really appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Madame Dench. And she's Dame Dench,
yes.
which is the inverse of someone who's been knighted. She has been knighted also by the Queen.
So, but she's not a
Sir
not
Paul McCartney, Sir Elton John. She's Dame,
Dame
Judy Dench.
Is that what
something like that?
Really?
It's D-A-M-E, Dame, but it's
isn't
not,
it just Dame?
I don't know, Steve. We're not English.
Yeah,
we don't even
not.
Pretend to be. We're
yes.
bad at it.
I want to be English, though. I want to buy.
You
want to
pay
want,
much higher taxes and much worse weather.
I want to buy.
And not be able to be as expressive with your emotions and be quieter.
I could be expressive here. They let me. They like it when I'm expressive
because
here.
You're an American.
Oh.
Oh, there's that.
Is that what
so that
is?
Was.
So
the
so
Pittsburgh
they wouldn't
Steelers
see me as English. They would just see me as an American living in London?
Pretty much. They'd like you just fine. But,
yeah.
you know, he's loud, but he's American. The Detroit the Detroit Tigers, we want to congratulate.
You want to congratulate
the
San Francisco
the,
Giants.
Exactly. San Francisco
the Tigers
Giants.
Were already in it.
And now we'll be starting the World Series. Now, the Detroit Lions, Steve, that was my way of stepping out of the mess that
yes.
I made. The Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football.
Got the Lions.
Played Tuesday night here in London. And we covered it for Talk
I don't know what
Talk
I'm
Sport
allowed
Radio.
To say anymore because I goofed earlier. Am I allowed to say S-U-C-K?
Sure.
Damn
you just
Lions.
Can't say the F word in front of the
Lions.
S.
The Lions suck.
Yeah,
they
do.
Just that was awful.
You know, at the Detroit Lions, it's a shame because they had strong hopes, obviously, at the beginning of the season of contending for the divisional title against San Francisco 49ers. And those dreams have long been quashed.
I'm hungry again. I mean, is that normal?
No, it's not because we had a great dinner with Richard. But although I had a massive burger.
But you know what,
and
Jeffrey?
I've had a couple
it's
beers.
Like dinner time back home.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's 11:13 a.m. minus 8. And thank goodness for computers, I could flip over and tell you that at home it's 5:15 p.m.
And that's about the time I'm cooking dinner.
Cooking dinner. So you nibbling as you cook?
Yes.
I don't.
I'm a nibbler
okay.
as I cook. Yes.
Mostly because everything I cook is frozen. It's
I
really
only,
hard to nibble.
I only use fresh ingredients.
It's really hard. No, it's frozen. It's fresh, then frozen.
It's just frozen.
And then it goes to my microwave oven. I'm a gourmet.
Gosh.
Let's just be honest
okay.
about that.
All right.
So we want to congratulate the Detroit Lions for sucking as badly as they have. These Lions are far from restoring the meow. You guys are sad. Bad kitties. Bad kitties. And
punt,
that's
punt,
all there is to
punt,
it.
Punt, 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 fumble. Fumble, interception, punt, punt, fumble, and there you go. And then they scored a touchdown.
I await the
ruling
from the league office for Ndamukong Suh and the punishment he will take.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For you, bending Jay Cutler over you, his leg.
You have been working and not knowing the news, and because I've been writing my Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Okay.
I know about this. They're not going to fine him. No
excuse
penalty.
Me?
Yeah.
No. He bent Jay Cutler over his
leg.
An
accordion. Yes.
Seriously, like a freaking Jewish accordion player in Brooklyn, okay? Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the sound that it makes.
As a matter of fact, I can tell you here exactly
that's awful.
What I know about that situation. It's not good. But the league has decided that they would not
act on that.
That
makes me
that
angry.
Situation.
Because Ndamukong Suh is clearly out of line. That sack was clearly dirty, malicious, and had intent to injure and do harm, and you're not allowed to do that. Your intention is not to injure.
NFL, Ndamukong Suh will be fined for hit on Jay Cutler. Suh is an apologizing
for his play.
Apparently
they weren't watching the game. If you disagree,
the Detroit Lions defensive tackle wasn't flagged by the officials, and the league has confirmed to NFL Network and NFL.com that Sue's hit was legal. Okay, then I don't understand what a legal and an illegal hit is anymore. My understanding of a quarterback sack is that you could not put your entire weight on the quarterback after you drove him to the ground. And that is exactly what Suh did.
Yep.
He put all his weight and his arm, and after he bent him in half, he literally buried Jay Cutler's face into the ground.
While his torso remained over his leg.
So I really don't know what – if they are saying that
– He didn't mean to, Stephen. He didn't mean to. Yeah. It was an accident, apparently, is what the league office is saying. And I think this is all a bunch of rubbish, Stephen.
All right.
I don't buy that at all. And it's time for the what are the next set of games called, love? We've got the we got the Nappers already coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the final.
Well, remember,
well,
we
the
only
final
had
score there,
games.
13-7. We really talked about it.
And
so,
I was
yeah.
so disappointed.
That's true.
That
Nap
the Bears
games.
Couldn't get the shutout.
Give me the old snore.
I shall give you the old snore.
We got it.
We've
now.
Got. Well, it's because we're using old equipment.
Basically, people. I will be hearing Jeff do that here in just
very
a
shortly, as soon as we
dude,
sign
did
off.
Did you know how loud you were last night?
You didn't tell me.
I, you were loud, dude.
Well, that's not very descriptive. Thanks. Do you know how bad it was? Oh, it was bad.
Okay, you were. Okay, do you know that sound that the trash trucks make after they dump the thing and then it starts to come back down?
Oh, right.
That's
it's
how
lowering
loud
the,
you were
lowering
probably
the
10 times louder than that. Yes.
Huh.
And
I
your
was
snores
very
don't have like a normal pattern. If
there's
your
not
snores
a
had a
to
normal
it.
Pattern,
right.
I would be okay with it, but you're all over the place.
But
man.
That usually infers sleep apnea of some sort, doesn't it?
You should probably get a sleep test.
I have no desire.
Because
yeah, I sleep
what,
fine.
Oh, okay.
You know, I do, actually.
That's what I thought until I actually took it and saw the black line. They put a tick every time you stop breathing.
They bleed you with a tick?
No,
I don't want to go in for that.
Listen to this. There's this little computer in there. It has a little marker, and every time you stop breathing, it marks a little tick on the piece of paper.
Right.
Okay, and they do this for an hour. The normal times that happens for a normal human being is between 6 to 8 times throughout an hour period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So basically a normal person who has no problems, 6 to 8 times there would be a little tick mark. I had so many times within that 1 hour period of me stopping breath in the middle of my sleep.
Which is kind of like dying.
That it was a consistent black mark all throughout the paper, all across the paper.
Remarkable.
Yeah, I think he said it was 198 times, and the normal is between 6 and 8 times, And I was like 190.
Well, congratulations there, pal. Now, we've played the sound for the nap game, so that brings us to the Tennessee Titans at the Buffalo Bills.
I don't
want to
talk about this game.
Which is important for a very strategical reason. Adam Sandler was going to fly here to do that.
You're not allowed to claim that.
Why? You're asking me to keep pushing the button. You're gonna. The more you whine about this, the more you're going to hear it. Just warning you.
Okay.
So tell me about the game.
Well, other than the fact that the Buffalo Bills were winning, and in the final 2 minutes of the game, they decided, let's stop playing defense.
Okay, people, jury, was he whining? Oh, the jury says no, he was not whining. Okay, that prevented the drop.
But I am going to give you some props. You did say Chris Johnson was going to go wild.
Oh, my gosh.
195 yards rushing. 90 yards more than I thought.
And for that reason, these $3 have magically become 3 pounds.
I'm not giving you 3 pounds.
You're giving
That's
me three
more.
Pounds. We have crossed the border.
No.
We have crossed over to the
other
side.
The dollar bills are still sitting
As
in the
As Kevin from the office would say, we're not in that country anymore. I don't think.
When we get home to the Rave Cave, your dollars will be sitting right where
oh,
we left.
Oh, come on. You should like it because 3 pounds is going to be coins. Where at home, they're legitimate money. And Doc Rob gives us $100 bills. Gives us $100 bill to share. Is this because we tear money in half when we fight over it? Just curious. Thank you, Doc Rob. You're very, very cool.
That's very generous,
supportive.
Doc Rob.
But are
Thank
you,
you.
Are you really thinking we're going to fight over it and tear it? Just wondering is all.
is all.
Okay. So the first nap game
hey,
was
lost,
the
– I lost the – I lost you here. What happened?
Well, Did you're I, rolling around on all the cables.
I am.
So you're coming through just fine. You just probably right. cut yourself off.
Okay.
The Tennessee Titans right, beat the Buffalo Bills like I said they would.
Yes.
But barely, just barely. And look, it was a heck of a game. It was a closer game than
me,
I expected.
Man.
I'm not laying on top of the – electronics you are the
I
Cleveland
dance,
Browns
too. You can leave your friends behind and if you don't dance well if you don't dance why no friends am I we are so gonna get in trouble
I don't know I think we're being reasonably we not
are.
Loud
we are doing a good job
we're maintaining
it.
Control and
yes,
we're
we
providing you a duller show but we're sorry and
are
we are
being
not
duller
gonna,
really
yeah without question I could hear it in my
can you tell because
yeah.
you don't sound Okay.
The Cleveland Browns go to the Indianapolis Colts in a yawn fest and seem
to You know
to
what? I
want to
say something here about Pat Shurmur.
All right. Pat Shurmur would be the head coach
of the Cleveland,
of the Cleveland
so
Browns.
So they're losing 17-13. Fourth quarter.
To be expected.
They're down by about the 4 points. It's about 7 minutes and change left in the game. They're at the Indianapolis 41-yard line. That's no man's land, right, Jeff?
Well, there's a man there occasionally.
Okay.
But right.
But
it's largely uninhibited land. Uninhabited. Uninhibited.
It's fourth and one.
Right.
And you don't really want to try a 58, 59-yard field goal there.
No, not unless you have Legatron.
Right. Because if you miss it, you give Indianapolis great field position. And if you make it, you're still down by one. So you're going to need another possession. So, here's my thing to Mr. Shurmur.
Yeah.
You go for it.
Okay.
That's your option.
Go
you
for
don't
it
punt.
Or go for it.
Yeah.
Or don't be an NFL coach.
He punted.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's what happened. It was a touchback. Because as normally it is when mm-hmm. you're that close, you know, you're
– It's
you're,
hard to keep it
in
inside the 10 because you're on the other side of the 50.
So, in essence –
You advance the ball how many yards?
21 yards.
21 yards. You advance the ball to get it to the 20.
Now you're asking your defense, I need a 3-and-out.
Yes, I do.
Because we need the ball back because we're still down 4 points.
Right.
And you know what? Lo and behold, his defense, they hold their end of the bargain.
Pat Shurmur says, see, Mr. Miranda?
Except.
Told you.
That now the Indianapolis Colts have managed to take another 3.5 minutes off the clock.
Well, that's going to happen.
So when they punt the ball to Mr. Shurmur, his offense gets the ball. They have no timeouts now.
And they have a rookie quarterback.
Yes, they do.
He's 29.
And lo and behold, they get to about the Indianapolis 48-yard line. So you're 7 yards further than you were earlier
when you first punted.
And now you have a 4th and 9 instead of a 4th and 1.
So Steven is the craziness that is Steve Miranda is saying, when you've got 4th and 1, you might, might want to take your chances, roll the dice, move your mice, name the game. Roll the dice and move your mice.
Mousetrap.
Dice. Well done. Because you might want to, because you know what? The best case scenario, if you kick, is you may never get the ball again.
Right, exactly.
And the worst case scenario, worst case is you never get the ball back.
Best case scenario is
that you might find yourself where you ended up, which is you did get the ball back. But now you had 4th and 9, where before you had 4th and 1, you had a manageable situation.
And you had more time left on the clock.
A lot more time on the clock. Therefore, you had plays to the middle of the field available to you that you no longer have because you've burned your timeouts.
Yeah. And so it was critical. And all I think is that the new owner, what's the dude's name? Haslam.
Jimmy Haslam.
Is up in the box.
Hey, he fired.
It's his first game.
He fired the Walrus.
Yeah, it's his first
game,
Jeffrey. And he's sitting there. And I don't know if you saw the shot.
Next on my
camera.
To-do list, no, they should have closed them up. Next on my to-do list, I fired.
Mike Holmgren.
You know what? This isn't working out with the coach either.
Shermer's
I think Shermer's gone next. Next,
if you don't get it, Jeffrey,
right.
You're only giving the Colts 21 yards of field position that you would if you punted into the end zone.
Well, we're going to stick them inside the 10.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
And if you have confidence that your defense is going to stop them and hold them to 3 and out, have confidence that they're going to hold them to 3 and out if you don't get the 4th and 1. It's more – 4th and 1 is more makeable than 4th and 9.
Steven, you're talking like an NFL coach or something, okay? Not a Cleveland Browns coach.
Okay.
The New Orleans Saints march into Tampa Bay and basically unload a can of whoop-butt. And look –
but they did let Tampa Bay get back into the game.
Joshie Freeman played reasonably
420 yards passing. Dude was on fire.
I like Josh a lot, and I like Josh 2.0 even better than Josh 1.0.
As a matter of fact, let me tell you something about Josh Freeman. It was very difficult for me to keep him off my good list.
Absolutely, but the fact is your team lost, and your team's 2-4 now.
I generally do not have someone on the good side of my list if they lost the game.
Yeah, but you know what? Josh Freeman had a stud week.
That he did.
His team, Vincent Jackson.
Both of them.
Had a stud week.
They both were not on my good list, and I have to now rethink my –
your criteria
good,
for good, bad, and
yeah.
ugly.
I may have to.
You know,
allow.
Make these things moving targets, Steven. It's in your best interest to let it evolve. Let it just be like a fine wine that's been in the cask for years, and you're just tweaking as you go to make perfection.
I have to, because I felt I was like, man, these guys balled, and the fact that they lost the game. Yeah, they lost it on a stupid call at the end of the game with the
stepping out of the back of the end zone. The competition committee clearly will look at, because now it is understood that if you're a defender, the surest way to make sure that you don't give away a winning touchdown is to literally push someone out of bounds.
Right.
Not illegally, just to push them out of bounds.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're out of bounds. Now they can't catch the ball for a touchdown.
Right.
Ta-da. That's not the intent of the rule. And the competition committee, is their job to try and determine and fix these things and tighten these things up.
The final score there was 35-28, but that certainly might have gone to overtime.
We think it should have been an overtime game.
And who knows what happens.
But, Steven, you picked the Saints to win that game, and they did, and I lost that one.
Yes.
So.
And that's why we're both 11-2 on the week. The final game, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Oakland Raiders. All I want to say about this, it went to overtime, 26-23, and I decided that I put – Sebastian Janikowski in my – not him, but the situation that the Raiders put him in near the end of the game. They trotted him out with 6 seconds left to try and
kick Dennis Allen.
A 64-yard field goal.
That's firmly on Dennis Allen. That is outside Seabass's range.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, come on, you could do it. You've made a 63 one before.
We believe in you.
Yeah, that was several years ago.
At altitude, by the way.
In Denver. And he left it 5 yards short. And what happened, Jeffrey, is the Jacksonville Jaguars were pretty smart. They had Aaron Ross back in the end zone. He got the ball at the 5 yards.
He ran all the way to the 40.
Yeah.
Great return.
He makes one more dude miss.
Yeah, he gone.
And he gone. So that was pretty interesting. But the final 26-23, the Oakland Raiders. But, Jeffrey, how bad is the AFC West? The Oakland Raiders at 2-4 are one game out of first place.
Well, congratulations to the Oakland Raiders. We hope you've enjoyed this program. This broadcast brought to you by NFL Rants and Raves. It is all permissions, copyrights herein are reserved by NFL Rants and Raves Incorporated.
And also brought to you by the letter A and the number 7.
And any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission of said content without the express written consent of NFL Rants and Raves is encouraged.
And please don't let Mitt Romney know that we use the Sesame Street reference or he might cancel our show. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. And because they're just really bad.
NFL Rants and Raves.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.